So one of my first assignments is to read H.D. Thoreau's Walden, one of his essays in Walden. It's called Reading. And the interesting thing about reading is that it's the perfect piece to kind of frame my whole class, this whole semester, of why literature is important. And in reading, Thoreau talks about why he reads and why people should read, why literature is so important. I told the class that all they have to do is read these six or so pages and actively read. I want them to highlight certain passages that speak to them, that seem important. Pay attention to certain words in reading. You'll notice he mentions the stars and the sky. And this repeats throughout in the next couple, several pages. He talks about the firmament or the sky and the stars several times. That seems very meaningful. And he talks about the writer, and he talks about the reader, and he talks about astrology and astronomy. Why on earth is this writer, this guy Thoreau, talking about astronomy and an essay on reading? So these are things just to look out for that seem important. And second of all, something strange in here, just scanning through the text, he mentions there are cormorants and ostriches. He compares readers to cormorants and ostriches. Why is that important? These are just things to think about and reflect upon for the class. We'll be talking about this later. I also thought it was interesting, as I read this myself, again for the first time in years, that he talks about reading as a kind of exercise, intellectual exercise, that we must read with the vigor of an Olympic athlete. So this is Thoreau writing this back in 1854, and he's writing about, if you don't read, then your mind will atrophy. He doesn't say it in those words, but that's what he's saying in a very eloquent kind of way. And this is almost half a century before Alzheimer's disease was first described in 1906. Now, it's the 21st century, and researchers are, this is something that's interesting to me, is that researchers, neurologists and neuroscientists, are conducting research into preventing Alzheimer's, which is basically a kind of withering away of the mind, in which as you get older, you get dementia, you have memory loss, cognitive deficits, and you start to lose your memories. They're researching ways to prevent this through intellectual exercise. Reading and playing Sudoku and crossword puzzles seems to help prevent Alzheimer's, although the research is not completely valid yet to totally prove this is correct. But it's just interesting that in the 1850s, Thoreau was already writing about this. It's as if by living in nature at Walden Pond, Thoreau was able to intuitively figure these things out hundreds of years before scientists and neurologists started talking about it. So those are some of the things I ask my students to look out for when they read reading for next week.